Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dín Palovka a dneska je nedíľa 13. novembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, November 13th, 2022. On Friday, the 11th, we celebrated here in America Veterans Day, and it coincides with other holidays such as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world, and also marks the anniversary of the end of World War I, where major hostilities were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. Not to be confused with Memorial Day, where we remember the men and women who died while serving. Veterans Day is to celebrate and thank those who are serving and have served and are still with us. I would like to wish Happy Veterans Day to many of my family as well as CRS members, as I know them, people such as John Novotnak and Mark Bilo, who both served in Southwest Asia, my cousins, Bobby, Patty Paloka, Bobby is deployed right now, Patty's husband, Tony Moreno, and other Russian CRS members and friends of mine, Brian Bartko, Tom Brenzovich, Stu Semin, Jim Basista, and John Krivan, as well as Jack Mahalo. If I've left anyone off this list, it is certainly not my intention to do so. Let me know if there are other veterans that I need to honor on next year's Veterans Day program. For all of our veterans, we start today's broadcast with the Military March and thank each and every veteran for their sacrifice for this country. Thank you.
Ручка ми застали. Пішли вони за шугаю, за рекрута гушали. Рекрутова мамішка жалості плакала, ще єдного сина мала, на війну послала. Не плачте ви, мамішко, я вже маю колічка, як я з него допаду, задзвонив мій шаблічка. Шаблічка задзвонила, пан капітан дав знати, щоб прийшли отець, мати, синочка поховати. Щоб прийшли отець, мати, синочка поховати.
Even though this radio broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. In December, we will be celebrating 2 years here at Russian FM, and beginning in January, 18 years of broadcasting the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Also, we will be broadcasting 2 special Christmas broadcasts, the first one on Christmas Day, Sunday, December 25th, and the second one a week later on Sunday, January 1st. If you would like to make a donation or would like to sponsor one of the special Christmas broadcasts, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Огонь моя хаточка ля води,
огонь моя хаточка ля води,
цвіса
In addition to Friday being Veterans Day, the day before that, November 10th, the United States Marine Corps celebrated its 247th birthday. I do have some friends that were Marines, and I'd like to wish them devil dogs, a happy birthday, such as Steve Roscoe, Mark Belo, and also Tom Brenzovich. Happy birthday, United States Marines. Also, on November 10th, and today's historic focus, is on the commemoration of the 103rd birthday of Michal Strenk, United States Marine, who was immortalized in the iconic photograph Raising the Flag on Iwo Jima by photographer Joe Rosenthal. Michal Strenk was born in Uryabina, Spiš County, in what was then Czechoslovakia, on November 10, 1919, ironically, the 144th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps, for which he would faithfully serve in World War II. Uryabina is a Russian village, as I said, in Spiš County, just north of the town of Stara Ljubovnia, near the Polish border. Michal lived in a one-room house with a dirt floor with his father Vasil, mother Marta, and extended family. Vasil immigrated to the United States in 1920 and settled in the Pennsylvania mining and steel town of Franklin Borough, just east of Johnstown. Working for Bethlehem Steel, Vasil labored in the Cambria County mines for 3 years until he could afford to send for Marta and Michal. Finally, in early 1922, Michal and his mother were able to join Vasil in America. In 1937, after graduating high school, Mike was looking for work and found it in one of the many programs created by FDR's New Deal. Mike joined the Civilian Conservation Corps, a government organization that worked on projects ranging from roads to national parks. For 18 months, he worked across the country in places such as Arizona, before eventually coming back to Pennsylvania to work on highways. Michael enlisted in the United States Marine Corps on October 6, 1939. He completed recruit training in December and was transferred to headquarters company, post troop, and then to provisional company Whiskey at Paris Island on January 17, 1941. As part of the Marine Raiders, Sergeant Strenk landed on Bougainville on D-Day, November 1, 1943, with 14,000 other Marines. There he saw gruesome deaths of his fellow Marines on an unimaginable scale. The men he would lead into battle were being cut down to his left and right, falling, crawling, bleeding, and dying. The Pacific Ocean around Bougainville was dyed red by an enemy they could not see. Dense jungle and concrete bunkers masked the faces of those slaughtering these young Americans. He was known to be one of the best squad leaders in Easy Company, while running one of the best firing teams in the regiment. Officers respected him while privates wanted to be him. Michal Strenk was the perfect man to lead Marines on the next big mission, the assault of Island X. Island X was a term used liberally in the Marine Corps as a code name for an island that they were planning on attacking. Sergeant Strenk took part in the 2nd Battalion, 28th Marines amphibious assault landing on Green Beach at the southern part of Iwo Jima near Mount Suribachi on February 19, 1945. The mission of the 28th Marines that day was to isolate Mount Suribachi, which it accomplished. The next day, the regiment secured the southern end of the island. Their mission afterwards was to capture Mount Suribachi. After heavy opposition, the 28th Marines surrounded the mountain by the evening of February 22nd. Even though a first flag was raised on Mount Suribachi, in order for the American flag to be seen more by the thousands of Marines fighting on the other side of Mount Suribachi, where most of the Japanese soldiers were located, it was decided that a larger flag should replace the battalion's flag on Mount Suribachi. Sergeant Strenk was ordered to ascend Mount Suribachi with 3 Marines from his rifle squad in 2nd Platoon and raise the replacement flag. The six Marine flag raisers were photographed in action by Associated Press photographer Joe Rosenthal and by Marine motion picture cameraman Sergeant William Genaust. And that photo would become the iconic picture that we have all seen that has become the Marine Corps War Memorial in Arlington, Virginia. On February 28th, Sergeant Strank and Easy Company moved northward. Fighting was heavy, and both the Japanese and American forces were taking heavy casualties. On March 1st, Sergeant Strank's rifle squad came under heavy fire and took cover. While forming a plan of attack, he was killed by friendly artillery fire. The shell that killed him was almost certainly fired from an offshore Navy ship. Sergeant Strank and the other Marines killed in action of the 28th Regiment were buried in the 5th Marine Division Cemetery. On January 13, 1949, his remains were reinterred in graves 7179, Section 12 of Arlington National Cemetery. May Sergeant Michael Strank be remembered not only as a famous Russian, but an American national hero, and may his memory be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Перестала зазулика у лисі кувати, а тоді From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
А не то до Хрестя веселе не буде, як бу Хрестна мати співати не буде.
It is the middle of November. In just a few short weeks, we will be celebrating Christmas. And if you are looking for that special Russin gift for that special somebody, then look no further than the Carpatho Russin Society. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org, and click on Store, and you can see all of the wonderful gifts that we have. Just browsing through, we have a wonderful Lemko wood carving. We have ruchnitsi, which are the hand towels, if you want to call them that, the embroidered towels. There are Carpatho-Russian hats. There are hand crosses, icons, pins, books, flags, and much more. So go to c-rs.org and click on Catalog. If you want more information on maybe some things that aren't on the webpage, please email Bonnie at this address, bb for Bonnie Burke at c-rs.org, bb at c-rs.org. The c-rs.org website also has a lot of other areas that you can go to. You can donate to this radio program by going to Donate, clicking on Russian Heritage Radio Program. You can also get more information on the different chapters and branches that are out there. I'm still looking for some folks to get the Southwest Pennsylvania branch back up and running. You can take part in the genealogy studies and much more. So that is the Carpatho-Russian Society webpage, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of the archives of this radio program, go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast, as well as watch the embedded videos that we have on YouTube. So that is c-rsmedia.org. Also, don't forget to listen to Rus FM. Also, don't forget to listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. Either on your computer, go to this webpage, russin.fm, or if you have a smartphone, look up the app, either on your Google Play or your Apple Store, Russin FM. Russin FM is celebrating 10 years of broadcasting the best Russian music all over the world via the internet, and I think there are some plans for a live session that I may be involved in. I will let you know more about that in the upcoming week or two. But that is 10 years of Russin FM. Happy birthday, Russin FM. Again, I'll tell you more in the upcoming weeks. So tune in next Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central, right here on Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Женилке бы мы казали, эй, я бум тяганичко, ке бы мы тя дали, эй, я бум тяганичко, ке бы мы тя дали. Мила Анчо зяти, ей піду я ся піду, ей піду я ся піду, зараз вербувати. Ей піду я ся піду, ей піду я ся піду, зараз вербувати. Ручко моя.
Ej, budeš banovala, ej, budeš banovala, frajíročko moja. Jak u mene stojíš, hej, chod mňa zabili, hej, chod mňa zabili, tu mi neotvoríš, hej, chod mňa zabili, hej, chod mňa zabili, tu mi neotvoríš. Mňa zabili ako psa na drázi, ej, to by tak povila, ej, to by tak povila, sláva tobi Bože, ej, to by tak povila, ej, to by tak povila, sláva tobi Bože. Ježiš Mária, hej, už mi ho zabili, hej, už mi ho zabili, mojho frajíra, hej, už mi ho zabili, hej, už mi ho zabili, mojho frajíra.
Sa Rusiniu Amerika.